Hello and welcome to the Sovereign Intuitive Coach Audiocast series. This is Audiocast number 5, where we're going to dive into the 4-step system you can use to discover your natural client niche without second guessing or overthinking it to death. So what we're going to do in this episode is I'm going to talk to you a little bit about what a natural niche is. That's a term that I have coined to help you find your soulmate clients, or rather put yourself in a position to let them find you. We'll talk a little bit about what a natural niche is. We're going to talk about the 4 components of your natural niche. Then I'm going to give you some solid steps that you can take to begin today, right where you are, identifying the niche that is perfect for you. And then at the end, I'm going to give you a little synopsis, a little bit of teaser content that I'm going to be teaching in our Intuitive Coach Bootcamp that really allows you to sort of put a big bow around discovering who you're called to serve. I'm excited to do this episode because I feel like this question of niching truly is one of the biggest obstacles that people have to getting started as a coach. You can know that you're called all day long. You can know that you want to be a coach. You can have your intuition firing. You can totally be on the path. But if you can't envision the actual human beings that you are going to be helping, then it's really hard to get started, right? It's really hard to get motivated. It's hard to be consistent. So I'm hoping with this audio cast, we're going to break up some of the resistance you have to saying yes to stepping into coaching so that you can just get busy helping the people that you're called to help without all of this, you know, tons of these ideal client exercises that feel good in the moment but don't bring you any clarity, or trying to shape what you do as a coach around the people that, you know, some business mentor or, you know, somebody is telling you that you should be serving. So we're going to let who you're called to serve guide. We're going to let your natural coaching process lead the way. We're going to let your heart help you figure this whole thing out. So let's get into it. Okay, so the first part of this that I think is really hard to accept is that you really aren't here to serve everybody. The work that you're creating in your practice isn't supposed to help everybody. I know it's hard because in your heart and soul, you want to support everyone who wants help. But the truth is, not everyone is going to get a great result with your particular style of coaching. In other words, there's a special someone you're here to serve. And so when you discover that, when you really get clear on who that person is, it makes everything else easier because you can speak directly to that person. So you're here to help a specific type of person or people, right? Step into a new kind of life. And in order to do that, you've got to create your business in a way that seamlessly fits around how you show up, the mission you're here to serve, but also that person's way of being, right? So like a dress or a suit that's tailored perfectly to fit your body, your coaching practice should sort of effortlessly map onto or integrate with the skill set that you possess and the life that you are called to live on a spiritual, personal level. And then from there, we go out and find the clients that are a good fit for that. That's our first mindset shift in discovering your client niche. I see so many coaches are told that they need to tailor themselves to the person that they're serving, when in reality, I think it's the opposite. I think that you're here to be the lighthouse. You're here to be who you are. You're here to stand in your own sovereign expression of who you are, and then say, okay, who's a fit for that? Who's a fit for me? Who's a fit for the type of coaching that I'm passionate about, the way that I like to coach? It's kind of a totally different way of thinking about it. And what I have discovered is that when you approach your coaching business that way, it gets so much easier to market because you're not having to constantly think about what your message is. You can just kind of show up as you are and be able to connect with the people that naturally want what you have to offer, which is why I call it a natural niche. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about what a natural niche is. So the natural niche is a term that I have coined to basically, it just means who is an easeful fit for you to serve, who is an easeful fit that will absolutely benefit effortlessly, right? Easily, because there's alignment there from your particular way of coaching. Okay. So we're traditionally kind of taught to think that your niche as being the person you serve, you're sort of thought to think about like it's the client only. But what makes the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method so effective is that includes you in the who too. And that's the key. You are a part of the who. So just like you aren't here to serve everyone, you aren't here to do just any type of coaching. You have a specific method. If you're a Sovereign Certified Coach, you have the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method to help you with that, right? But you have a perspective, you have an approach, right? So you're looking for the person who's a good fit for that approach. So they need to fit you, you need to fit them, if that makes any sense. So your natural niche is an intersection between four things. I want you to write this down if you can. Who you were in the past and who you are today, who your clients are today, and who they want to become in the future. I'm going to say this again. These are the four components of your natural niche. Who you were in the past and who you are today, who your clients are today, and then who they want to become in their future. Now, in the Intuitive Coach Bootcamp workshop, I'm going to walk you through the overlap between these four things. Okay, and these four things, I'll give you the names at the end of this episode, so stay tuned. But Intuitive Bootcamp, I'm going to walk you through how to identify these things so that it's easier to do your niche. So if you are not registered for Bootcamp, you can click the link in the show notes and go ahead and get yourself registered. It's a free 5-day workshop that helps you dissolve your self-doubt, skyrocket your intuition, and move from free sessions to paid coaching with clarity, structure, and confidence. That's what Bootcamp is all about. If you are already registered, I cannot wait to see you there. We are going to have so much fun. So get registered for Bootcamp so that you can get like truly kind of the whole natural niche system. It's just too much for me to give you in one audio episode here. All right. So when your coaching services are on the pathway that bridges the gap between these four elements, that is when you know you've nailed your niche. Okay. Right now I want to talk about something that I'm personally fascinated with, which is why is it so hard to figure out who we're called to serve? I really do believe it is one of the hardest obstacles for a new coach to figure out, or even coaches that have just evolved out of the work that they're doing, right? I would say probably every 3 years you can expect to, have your niche evolve, have your coaching evolve. It truly is a moving target. So why is this so hard? I think the number one reason why niching becomes challenging is because people approach niching like it's a marketing problem or a business problem to solve. And it isn't. It isn't. This is where you as an intuitive are different. Okay. This is where my approach and me teaching you, like we are handling this from a spiritual perspective, a purpose first, profit next perspective. So when you are an intuitive, when your whole goal is to serve with soul, right? To help people heal. You know, after all, you're not like a sales coach, right? You're a person who's helping people transform their inner world, their inner landscape. It's not a marketing problem for the type of coaching you're trying to do. It is an identity problem disguised as a strategy question in your business. It's actually an identity problem disguised as a business problem or a marketing problem, if that makes any sense, right? So this is why people get stuck for months or even years endlessly asking themselves, who should I help? Or what if I pick the wrong niche? Or what if I outgrow it? Or what if I limit myself? Or what if I'm not making myself available to the people who need me? So what we do is we stay vague. I help everybody. I just want to see everybody win. And you wait for clarity to arrive, but that clarity is never going to come because you do, in fact, actually need to niche. You do need to do that. The challenge is that you do it in the right way. And that's what the natural niche framework is going to give you. Okay. So you don't necessarily need to pick a specific type of person. I'm going to go over the four steps in just a minute. It's more of a worldview that you're nailing down on, right? So we've been taught in niching to focus on demographics. I coach a woman who's 35 to 50, or I work with men who are in their early 20s, whatever it is, right? We use sort of these superficial markers. And that's the biggest lie we've been taught about niching. It's actually not those types of characteristics. You're looking for a person who has a similar worldview and mindset that you do. Okay. So you don't really decide who your niche is. It's more like you discover who it is that you're actually called to serve. So your niche is not something that you're going to go like invent in your mind. It's something that reveals itself to you as you get clearer on your own identity, on your own purpose, on the talents and the gifts and the abilities that Spirit has given you to give the world. It actually starts with you, not the other person. Okay. So that's what the natural niche method is all about. Okay. So right now I'm going to give you 4 surprising steps that you can take to start identifying your niche. And after that, I'm going to walk you through those 4 areas that overlap between you and your client that I'm going to be covering in the Intuitive Coach Bootcamp. I'm just going to give you the names of them really quick, and then we're going to dive into them in bootcamp and actually, you know, clarify them in the workshop. Okay, so the first step that you can take in identifying your niche is to start with proximity, not with aspiration. What do I mean by that? Most coaches try to niche up instead of niching close. You're trying to reach out to a person versus just looking in your world, looking at the people that are already in your world, that you're already connected to, that you're already somewhat helping just by your presence. So in other words, we aim for who we wish we could help instead of who you already understand, who is already coming to you for help, who is already in a resonant frequency with you. So your natural niche person isn't 13 steps behind you or 13 steps ahead of you. They're typically, you know, you're typically 1 or 2 steps ahead of the person that you're called to help, especially if you're doing transformational inner work. That's actually very, very true for that, okay? So you need to have a kind of a similar resonant frequency for that work. So don't like do this aspirational thing. I'm going to work with, you know, CEOs of Fortune 500 companies when you've never coached a person a day in your life. Like, yes, that can be your ultimate goal, but that's not your niche client right now, okay? So start with proximity, not with aspiration, because your authority begins with the people that are around you now, that are in your proximity now, that are close to you now. Okay. So you don't need to be niching on the final chapter of your business or your business 10 years from now. You just need to be focusing on who am I called to serve today with where I'm at right now. Step 2, this is really important. It's look for repeated pain, not personality. Look for repeated problems or the pattern of problems and pain, not what you think your client's personality should be. Because you're not getting paid as a coach to fix your client's personality. You're getting paid to help them solve the problem and the pain that they cannot get rid of on their own. Does that make sense? So we sort of are taught to think about niching like, who do you feel like helping? It's like, well, I love empaths and I love entrepreneurs, or I love creatives, or I love, it's like, okay, but just because, like, let's say your ideal client is artists, you really love working with artists, but what if those artists don't have the problem that you solve, or that you're good at helping people solve, or that your coaching approach and your method solves? Does that make sense? So just because they're an artist doesn't mean they're going to be a good fit. So don't focus on personality or external characteristics, because that's not a niche. That's just external qualities or like personality vibe. Real niches are built around repeated pain and problem patterns, because that is what they're paying you for. Okay. So you're going to be looking for sort of the same stuck points, the same obstacles, the same self-talk, the same cycles, the same emotional loops that the person you serve gets caught in. So I'll give you an example of this for my own business, just to kind of make it sort of become concrete. So if you were to look at the personality or kind of the external demographics of the people that come into our Sovereign Intuitive Coach Certification Program, oh my gosh, they are from every walk of life. They are stay-at-home, you know, 20-something stay-at-home moms. They are 50-something IT professionals. I've had people that are professors from Harvard come through. I've had people that never completed high school come through. I have guys come in. Several veterans have come in who've served in, you know, several tours in Iraq and Afghanistan. I've had, you know, people who do chakra work that focus solely on energy. They're highly intuitive. I've had people come in and say, Heather, I want to bring intuition into the corporate world. It is all over the place in terms of that, what their demographic information looks like. But the one thing that they've all got in common is they have the same self-talk. They have the same cycles they spin at. They think and feel and believe the same way. All of them do, despite on the surface, their external world looking very different. So every last one of my clients, I know how they think. I know how they feel. I know what their problems are because I used to be them. I used to be them. Who I am in the past is who my client is today, right? Okay. And who they want to be in the future is who I am today. So that's that niche formula. Who you are right now is who your client wants to become. They want to achieve the same result, right? And then who you are in the past, right? The problems you used to struggle with, that's what they're struggling with right now. So that's the map on. That's where you get resonance. That is where the client sees you and is like, oh my gosh, this is my coach. So you're looking for those patterns. It doesn't matter what the kind of the superficial characteristics are. When your client talks to you for 2 minutes, they're going to be like, oh my gosh, this person's reading my mind. It's like, yeah, I know. I used to be you. I used to be aspiring intuitive coach asking myself, is this even possible? Can I make money at this? Oh my gosh, can I even really help people? What if I mess this up? What if I, you know, don't coach right? Like I deep integrity, right? I deeply want to connect. Can I do this, right? Holding myself to that highest standard while also being highly ambitious and really, like, it's weird. I used to have so much self-doubt around my abilities, but while simultaneously believing that, like, I'm the best kept secret in coaching. And it's probably the same for you, right? Like, on the one hand, you doubt, can I do this? Is this possible for me? But on the other hand, you're like, dude, I know it is. I'm totally called to do this. Like, whatever, right? So I get it because I've been there. So that is the, just look for repeated pain, not personality. Get beyond superficial characteristics. Step three is identify the transformation you can guide, not fix. This is very, very important. This is very, very important, okay? You are here to help people fix or solve or remedy or heal a specific problem in somebody's life. You are here as an intuitive coach to guide them through a specific transformation in one area or aspect of your life. You are not here to fix every single problem in their life. That is impossible. So a part of your niche, and we'll get into this in bootcamp, is what genre of your client's life are you here to help that person transform? Is it career? Is it relationships? Is it self-relationship? Is it like self-love, right? Self-acceptance? Is it emotional work? Is it spiritual transformation? These are all genres of your client's life. And you, while you will work within more than just one genre, it's important that you understand the area or the kind of the domain of that person's life that you personally like working in. And the reason why this is very important is because it's a part of how you're going to approach the coaching process, whether you even like it or not. Like you're going to do that because that's how you coach. So I'll give you an example. It is impossible for me. I don't care if it is a corporate client who runs a $4 million a year budget in his or her division. I don't care if it's a stay-at-home mom who wants to learn how to juggle the responsibilities of having 3 kids and starting a coaching practice. I don't care who it is. When I am coaching with that person, right? If I'm in a private session with them, we are going to be doing a deep emotional work. It's just going to happen. And the reason why is because that's how I coach. I can't help it. It's just how I process the world. It's going to be intuitive and it's going to be emotion focused, period. Period. That's the end of it. Because that's a part of my orientation as a coach. So when I work with a person, I say one of the big things we're going to do is work on the root emotional patterns that are keeping you stuck. And once you move those patterns, then you're able to get free. That is what the Sovereign Intuitive Coaching Method does. It helps you integrate the self parts that are out of alignment so that you can achieve the goals that your higher self, right, that your most ascended self is calling you to do, but you can't because you're trapped in these lost parts of self. Okay. So if I don't let my clients know that, and if they're expecting a coaching experience that's like all focused on behavior modification, like, I don't know, just tell me what to do. Like, I would strangle a client who came to me and was like, I just need you to tell me what to do, Heather. Like, I would flip tables so fast because it's totally against the way I approach coaching. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just not the coach for you. Does this make sense? So I'm highly emotion focused. I'm doing that through in the spiritual realm and through career. Okay. So my approach is emotion focused. I'm using, and then in the genre of life, it's that person's spiritual attunement, right? Their intuitive and spiritual attunement. And then in the area of money and career, because I'm training people to become coaches. Yes. Do you see how that works? So people aren't going to come to me for relationship advice. Like, don't come to me if you have a problem with your partner. I'm not your person. It's just not where I coach. Okay. It's not that I couldn't do it. I could, but it's not where I am doubling down every single day to provide specific transformation. Okay. So I hope that makes sense. Now, the thing that this buys you on the back end is you can see quite quickly how much easier it gets to wrap your head around how you can actually start helping lots of people at once, because your work is very specific. So you're not going to get pulled into becoming responsible for every single problem the person has. The scope of your coaching engagement is very, very tight. Everybody understands what you are responsible for and what they are responsible for. We've got one specific genre. We've got one specific transformation. We've got one specific set of challenges, right? That's nice and tight that you're going to help them work through. Okay. Do you see how much more streamlined and how much more effortless your practice will be when you're only working with people in this specific domain? Okay. Now you can probably feel into that and say, oh, I could handle 10, 15 clients a week. I could do that easy. I could do 20 clients a week, or I could coach group that way, because you're not all over the place. So when you focus on the transformation you guide, not, oh my gosh, I help people fix all their problems, it gets a lot easier. Step 4 is let your method choose the niche and not the other way around. So this is where sovereign thinking comes in. Most people try to choose their niche and then figure out how to help them. I've already covered this already a little bit. That is not what we are doing. We are saying, this is my approach. This is who I am. This is how I'm called to serve. Now let me go find the people that are a match for that. Okay. So the right clients for you, your natural niche, they are going to naturally respond to your coaching approach. They are going to naturally be in resonance with the way you see the world. They are going to naturally resonate with the way you like to guide them. And they are going to easily get results from the structure you have in place in your business, because everything is aligned. So we need to let your coaching method, in this case, it's the sovereign method, right? When you have a method that is aligned and works with all of this, it just gets so much easier. The great thing about the sovereign method is it actually works on any genre of life. Now, you're going to pick which genre you like, but the great thing about how the sovereign intuitive coaching method is set up is it will work on any genre with any type of problem. And the reason why is because sovereign works at the root energetic level. It works at the root energetic level. So it sort of transcends this need to fix problems at the superficial level. Like, any human being who wants to allow an intuitive process into their coaching, and all of your clients will benefit as long as they're cool with feeling their feelings, right? And that's what coaching is all about. It's about feeling your feelings. So let your method and let your way of being dictate who your niche is, not the other round. So this removes all the second guessing, because you're not guessing anymore. You are observing your natural way of being, and your niche is grounded in lived experience, pattern recognition, and method fit, so that your confidence can flow naturally. not because you're certain forever, right? But because you're oriented in the here and now. Yes, your niche will evolve, but as you gain the skill of constantly being oriented to who you are in this now moment and who you are serving in this now moment, niching is just never becomes, it's just never a problem again. So how this plays out in your business, what does this buy you? When you know your natural niche, when you have the sovereign method behind you, your language sharpens, your message gets clear, your offers have clarity, your content lands and it actually maps onto your offers. You become confident. Your clients feel seen. They can see themselves in you and they're able to trust you faster. Not because you're louder, not because you're more flamboyant, not because you post 15 times a day on Instagram, not because you, you know, have the perfect look or the perfect branding, but because when they see you, they see the version of themselves that they know they are called to become. There is a resonance there. You are a walking embodiment of the direction that they know they're called to go in their life. That's what the natural niche is. So right now I'm going to give you the four little areas, excuse me, that I promised to talk to you about between these four the four aspects of your natural niche. So we said the natural niche is you in the past, you now, your client in the future, and your client now. Okay. So in Intuitive Coach Bootcamp, click to get registered or DM me over on Instagram the word bootcamp, and we will get you set up for that. There's four areas that you need to understand or sort of articulate, right? That help. And fun fact, this also helps you create really amazing social media content and marketing content. But there are four areas that we're going to dive into in bootcamp that will help you understand the resonance and where you and your ideal clients overlap. The first is the testimony. The second is the hope. The third is the bridge. And the fourth is the resonance. So when you figure out the testimony, when you are able to articulate the hope, when you know what the bridge is, and when you can articulate that resonance, you have nailed your niche and it becomes, everything gets easier and you're able to just move forward without ever ask yourself, who is it that I'm here to help? Imagine never having to think about that again. Imagine just knowing, hi, I'm Heather Alashay, and I'm here to help aspiring coaches unlock their intuition and start purpose first, profit next practices that fulfill their soul's purpose while they get paid great money to do it, right? There you go. That's a natural niche statement. So imagine just being able to rattle that off and be able to say it naturally in any conversation and know that it's a fit and it's just easy. You never have to think about it again. That is the destiny that you are called into. And I'm so excited to help you continue to get that clarity in Intuitive Coach Bootcamp. So click the links, all the links, get registered, find me on IG, send me a DM, and I cannot wait to see you there.